This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, beautiful afternoon on the Radio K Pulpit at 7 to 9 a.m. You are listening to Lindiwe, and of course, I'm not all by myself. I'm joined by the usual culprit. Bongaro, yeah. You laughing at me?
I'm laughing at you because, you know, you wanted to do something or say something which was not okay. Culprit.
No.
And the Lord said, not my son.
Oh, it's a beautiful Wednesday. Welcome to the show. Looking forward to having a wonderful time together with you, and I trust that you have your cup of coffee, hot water, or whatever that you fancy to drink. You know, at this time, you are ready to hear the word, the timely word from the Lord.
Amen.
This afternoon.
Cup of coffee. It's hot in Cape Town today.
It's coffee all the time. Tea all the time.
All right. Anyway, the coffee people. Welcome, people, wherever you are listening to the Father's Love Show. With myself, obviously, not a culprit, Bongani, and
the
beautiful
suspect.
Lindiwe. You can go on to our Facebook page, 7 to 9 a.m. Radio Kapse Council, and look at a beautiful Lindiwe with a pink shirt and myself. And, of course, our lovely guest that we having today, Miss Annelene Akoa, director of AWM South Africa, and I trust that child of God, after this show, your life will no longer be the same again. And as usual, please do join in our conversation by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657.
Of course, we want to hear from you, and especially with what we'll be talking about today, encouraging yourself. You know, in the law, the scripture or that word that encourages you when you go through challenges. Please send us your message. We just want to know what God has been doing in your lives.
After this beautiful song by Benjamin Dube, You Bless Me Still, we have Mrs. Annelene Akoa. Don't change that dial.
You brought me over.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Wow, that was a beautiful and a powerful song by Benjamin Dube. You bless me still, and you brought me over, even though, you know, situations and circumstances did not say that. My background did not say that, but God chose me. Nonetheless, this is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful, powerful Lindiwe. And we are not alone today. We have, as we have promised, Mrs. Annelene Akoa, the director of
Andrew Womack Ministries in South Africa.
Yes.
Looking forward to a wonderful time, because I'm telling you, every time I'm in the presence of Annelene, I'm telling you, it's laughter all the way.
Amen.
Laughter is the order of the day.
Annelene, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm blessed, thank you. Firstly, I want to say thank you, Pastor Bongani, Pastor Lindiwe, for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure
and a great honor to be here. Thank you.
Amen. We can't wait to hear what God has laid in your heart for us and our listeners out there. As we have mentioned, you can join in on the conversation by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. Or you can go to our Facebook page and drop us a comment there.
And we shall
be blessed as you are blessed. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
What is the Lord saying to us?
Hey, you know, Pastor Bongani, when you sent me the theme,
yeah,
I was like, yo, Lord, You've got a sense of humor, eh? And when you sent me that, the scripture, Revelations 12 verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of their testimony, I was like, done, finish.
Yeah.
Lord, because about a month or plus, month and a half or so ago, the Lord asked me to share my testimony with the Joburg students. And he said, I want you to share the part that you always skip or skim over. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what you're busy doing, but I trust you because you always know what you're doing. And I want to start by saying, you know, we always say that we are overcomers because we are no longer challenged with sicknesses. We are financially free. We are, you know, we are this, that, or the other. I'm not in that challenge anymore because I'm an overcomer. No, I'm an overcomer because God said so.
Amen.
Romans 8:35-37. It says, I'm reading from the NIV. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Now, this is where I want to emphasize. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And the King James Version says, yet in all these things, we are more than overcomers through him who loved us. So I'm not an overcomer because I'm sickness free. I'm an overcomer because God said so, because I am loved by him. I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
So to start with this, with my testimony, I've spoken about, you know, how I've been abused in my first marriage, how I was afflicted with cancer, and, you know, how I almost lost my life, life because of excessive blood loss. But the Lord said to me that, you know, I always skim over the fact that I've had challenges with infertility. And I'm like, Lord, seriously? You know, because that was a very sensitive topic for me, a very sensitive area for me. And it's an area where I literally closed off that door. You know, you've got a house, you've got access to all the rooms, but that door, it's shut. In 1998, I gave birth to a baby girl, but unfortunately, shortly after birth, she passed away. And when I got married to Isaac in 2011, in our second year of marriage, we experienced our first miscarriage. And fast forward, you know, came to Cape Town, did what God has called us to do. You know, you just, you know, you're in the will of God. Even though, you know, things are coming against you, your body is afflicted, but you continue to soldier on. And one of the students, she's pastoring a church in Port Chepstone. So she invited us the one weekend for a, to minister at a conference in Port Chepstone. And, you know, I was late. My period was late, but that was like, because of the irregularity of the, my period. And then I started bleeding in Port Chepstone, but I thought it was just my menstrual, you know, my monthly cycle. On the plane back to Johannesburg, to Cape Town, I experienced so much pain. Cramps. The air hostess actually asked me if I was okay. And I was like, can you just give me pain tablets? And they're like, unfortunately, we don't have. And when we landed at the airport, I made it straight to the, I went straight to the toilet. But by then, I was already covered in blood. When I got to the bathroom, I sat on the toilet. And man, I felt something just coming out of me. And in the toilet. And I knew exactly what happened. I was like, I had enough, Lord. I was like, God, you know what? We just came back from a wonderful time with your children. We ministered to your children. We were ministered to. We believe we're in your will. You know what? What is going on? I was sad. I was mad. I was angry. I was just all of these things. But you know what? I closed that area off. You know when a wound has a scab? It's a sign of healing. But I had a scab, but I had pus underneath. And I appeared to be healed, but I was hurt and broken inside. It got to such a point where, and this people might look at me and, like, and be like, shocked, how about you a leader? How can you be thinking of such things? I got to a point where I actually wanted to divorce my husband. Because I knew how much he wanted children. And I blamed myself for robbing him of that. I wanted him to experience fatherhood with another woman. And obviously the devil had a field day with me. But then when I opened up to Isaac, he said to me, yes, I want children, but I want you more. But I couldn't receive that from him because my heart was not healed. My heart was broken. My heart was not well. The only way I could have received anything from anyone was if I had gone to the Father to receive His love, to allow His love to heal my heart. And you know, John 1, 1 John 4, from 7 to 11. I'm just going to take highlights out of it. In verse 7, there's a part that said, for God is love. Now, at the time, I didn't feel God's love. Thank God that love is not a feeling. So, for God is love. And then verse 9 says, in this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Love became flesh for me. Love died so that I can be healed. So love was not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Even though I didn't feel God's love for me, I might not understand what was going on around me. But like the Bible teaches us, we should not lean on our own understanding. And the New Living Translation says it so nicely. Don't depend on your own understanding. I allowed God to heal my heart by loving me. Because love repairs. Love comforts. Love grows. Love teaches. Love provides. Love corrects. And the enemy wanted me to judge God unfaithful. You know, Ephesians 2:10 in the New Living Translation says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. If I had walked out on my marriage, I would have aborted God's plan for Isaac and I. It says, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. And that is what, if He knew that if I allow God to heal my heart, if I allow God to heal my heart with His love, His kingdom is in trouble. So He wanted to take me out. But I thank God I had to make that decision to go to the Father and to receive His love. And you know, the funny thing is, in Romans 8:32, He says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Amen. So I was like, you know what, Lord? You gave Your all to me. What is a child? When I went to the doctor a couple of, like 3-4 years ago, the doctor was like, your eggs are old. You know, so artificial insemination. But after that, no. And I was saying to Isaac, if the doctor must see me now, he'll probably say that your eggs qualify for SASA because. But you know what? My God. And you know, the thing is, God took me back to the promise He gave me. Because He said, because of all of these things, I have just lost track of the promise that He has given me. And that was, that promise is, just hold on for me. I want to read that scripture. is in Leviticus 26. I think it's, and I don't think I've got it down yet. So can I just quickly get it, if you guys don't mind?
Yes, you may.
And I love the fact that you are, you know, you were talking about that love is not a feeling, because most of the time, when we go through challenges and the storms, and then we don't feel like God is with us, we don't feel like, you know what, God is so far away from me. But, you know, I love the fact that you mention and indicate to us and to our listeners that, you know what, you don't have to feel it. You just need to know.
Amen.
And believe Amen. That God loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, he the scripture that he gave me, Leviticus 26:9, it says, "For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you." And he said, you've lost track of that scripture.
Mm.
And in that scripture, he says, "I will look favorably upon you."
Mm.
And he says, now in the new covenant, I've already looked favorably upon you when I sent Jesus.
Amen.
I've already looked favorably. So, you know, when Jeremiah 1:11, when God asked Jeremiah, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see?"
Yeah.
And he says, "I see an almond tree." And then verse 12, "Then the Lord said to me, you've seen well, for I'm ready to perform my word." What word has the Lord given you?
Sure.
What have we allowed to keep our or to take our eyes off of what God has promised us? David defeated Goliath because he knew he was a covenant child of God. We can know the promises of God, but do we have a revelation? Do we know it in our hearts? Do you have a revelation of it? So you know what? I am back on track. We are back on track believing God for that child.
Amen.
I don't care if who says what. I don't care if my eggs are walking on crutches or on a walking stick. It's not my problem. It's if not God said
exactly.
it,
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
And that settles
that
it.
That settles it.
It's finished and
it's
clear.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So my question is, what did God say to you? What word did God give you? Because if you can see it, then he's ready to perform his word. But you can't have what you can't see.
Amen. Wow. It's so powerful and interesting at the same time what you're saying right now, that if you can see it, you can, if you can't see it, you can't have it. Because, you know, I was always intrigued, and I like that you've brought that, because in Genesis chapter 1, we see God creating and saying, "Let there be this," and the Bible says, "And he saw and he said it was good. Let there be that, let the ground produce," and he saw and he said it was good. But quickly you go to chapter 2, and then the Bible says, of Genesis, it says the plants were not there because God had not allowed rain to come upon the earth. Now the question is, what did he see in chapter 1 and said it was good? It's interesting that you're saying it right now, that unless you can see it,
you cannot have it.
Here's Juanita Bainham saying, "You are great."
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
"'Cause you deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name."
Listening to the Father's Love Show on 729 AM with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And I trust that wherever you are, you just want to hear even more and more what the Lord has in store for us today. As we promised you that today we're having a very powerful, special word for you, encouraging yourself in the Lord.
Yeah, no, I am encouraged already.
Lindy, I'm not an overcomer because I don't have problems.
Yeah.
I don't have troubles.
That's
I'm not
true.
Sick. I'm an overcomer because God says
so. Isn't that amazing?
Amen. Amen. That too.
I tell you.
You know, God is just, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm in awe of God.
Amen.
I'm in awe of God. You know, like I said to you when we were off air, Pastor Bongani, you know, people used to come with encouraging scriptures, giving me scriptures and even dreams of how they saw Isaac and I with a child. Scriptures of mother of nations, this and that. And you know how you're like, oh, thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. But, you know, the smile is on the face, but on the inside, you're like, ahem, whatever, you know. But that was a very dark place for me. Sorry. But what I loved about God, man, God is patient. And He comes to where you are, not where He wants you to be. He comes where you are, and He takes you where He wants you to be. But the question is, are you going to allow Him in?
Yeah.
Are you going to allow Him in? Because He's ever ready for you. He's always standing there with open arms. And when I opened my heart to Him, I didn't know what to say to God. I didn't know how to pray. That's when I prayed in tongues. And you know, when you come to your father or to a loved one, you don't know what to say, but that person just holds you. And that comfort that you feel. And that was a lot of the times that I experienced with the Lord. I didn't say anything. He didn't have to say anything, but I felt His love. I felt Him embrace me. And out of that, I could start saying, God, but it's painful. God, it hurts. People are giving me very funny, you know, comments, saying very hurtful words to me. I was big before, physically. So when I fell ill and I lost all the weight, one of the comments were, oh, now that you've lost all this weight, hopefully you're going to fall pregnant soon. And I would be like, my Father, my God. I was like, and it was almost like, this is another nail. Okay, let's close this door tighter. But man, the Lord, it was a painful experience for me. But He reminded me of His unconditional love for me. And if I can encourage anyone out there, it's that unconditional love of God that will carry you through anything in life. If you know that He gave up all of Him for you, He will give you anything. He will give you anything. And I become all that He wants me to be because of Him. And it's because of His love. I learned who I was in Christ, or who I am in Christ. I've learned, you know, how much I am loved by Him. I learned what I can do, even in the current position that I have. There's a lot of times where I'm sitting with people that are talking Greek, and I'm like, yo, I don't even know what you are saying. But you know what? God qualified me for that position.
Amen.
So if you allow the Lord into your space, into your life, you and God, you are the majority, and you can conquer anything.
Amen.
You can conquer anything.
You and God, you are a majority.
Yeah.
Amen.
We are talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Encouraging yourself in the Lord, because, you know, with our own strength and ability, we cannot be able to achieve anything. You know, when we look into our physicality, when we look into our ability, you know, there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there. I'm reminded of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. You know, the scripture lately blesses my heart. You know, Philippians 4:13 in the Amplified Classic.
That Version, that version.
In the Amplified Classic, I knew I'm going to touch something there. It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me.
Mm.
It says, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because on my own, I cannot. Yeah, on your own, Annalene, you could not.
Mm-mm.
You know, you look at all the negativity. You look at all whatever that is being said. I mean, the doctor's reports and all of that. And you feel like, man, this is it.
Yep.
But you know what? I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Amen.
So it is not, it's not only me. No wonder Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. Is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Is the hope that things are not going to be, I mean, remain the way they are.
Amen.
So we're talking about you encouraging yourself in the Lord. Because, you know, if you look around, Lindy, what do you have? What can you do? You've tried everything. Lindy, you know me and the microphone.
I know you. I wanted to cut you off. That please don't get carried away. You're not this speaker for today. I don't even want to waste any time. How many minutes do we have before the break?
About 2 minutes.
I just want to give it to Annalene, just a quick one, and then we're going to go to the break. If you can just continue shortly.
Yeah. For me, with all of this, when I came out, a lot of people were like, how can I come out of such a thing?
Mm.
How can I come out of, you know what? You spend time with him.
Yeah.
You make time for him. And you know, if you value someone, you will make time for that person.
Amen.
I'm not going to make time for him or give him my spare time. I'm going to make time for him. I'm not going to come to him and say, okay, God, I've got 5 minutes. Let's do this thing. No.
Mm.
You make time for what you love and value.
Mm.
Wow.
And you see, the same way God chose me before the foundation of the earth, I chose him to come into my life. Because remember, God will never force himself on you.
Mm-mm.
He will never force himself into that situation that you are challenged with.
Mm.
I had to invite him in.
Mm.
So I valued his opinion. I valued his word. I value him. Therefore, I had to make time for him.
Mm.
So whatever you value, you will make time for.
Mm.
Wow.
Whatever you value, you make time for it. You know, I almost have an almost similar testimony, you know, as you are sharing your story. After preaching such a powerful, in a powerful conference, you know, coming back on a Monday and having your car repossessed. And you're like, but God, you know, exactly what you are talking about now, making time for God. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I was tempted to complain. I was tempted to blame God. But I chose at that moment exactly the way you did it, just to worship the Lord and pray in tongues.
Amen.
Because you get lost for words.
Yeah.
So the only thing that you need is him, his strength, and allowing the Holy Spirit to pray in you and for you.
Definitely.
And make that request in accordance with the will of God. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, you're going to come back with an answer.
Amen.
Yes, Tasha Copes, saying, One place I want to be is in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
We are having Annalene Akua on the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to everything that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. Tasha Copes, One Place.
Amen.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit, 729 AM.
That was a beautiful song by Tasha Copes, One Place. Indeed, there's no other place or better place that you can find yourself in when you are going through a storm or challenge, you know, in Christ, in God, because Christ is indeed your hope of glory. We are still talking about encouraging yourself here on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and myself. Lindy, of course, joined by no, joined by our special guest Annelien. I'm telling you, I'm encouraged. And as I go out of the studio, I know, you know what, if I value God, I will, you know, give him time and allow him, you know, that space in my life to comfort me when I go through challenges, you know, to hold me and embrace me. So what we are saying to you this afternoon, as you go through storms, encourage yourself with the word of God. The word of God is active and is alive, and it is able to mend those broken pieces in your heart. It's able to wipe those tears. And I love that fact that, you know, Jesus has already paid for it on the cross for you. Amen. He's already paid for it. All you have to do is just receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Indeed. Annelien, as you close off now because of time, you said something very powerful, taking from Lindy right now. What has God said to you? You know, what God has said to you, because God watches his way to perform. He watches his way to fulfill.
Amen.
And he says he will not allow his way to come back to him void. So when we stand upon the word of God, there's no way in which we will not experience the results that we so much desire.
Amen.
So we are saying encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Annelien, your final words, man.
How do we encourage ourselves in the Lord? His word.
Amen.
By praising him, by worshiping him, we encourage ourselves. If you are feeling, if you have sickness or challenges in your body, what does the word says? What does the word say about your situation? By his stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
And then when you pray over your body, it says you are healed. You, it's not you are going to be healed. He sent his word and he healed me. He is not going to heal. He has already healed. So you apply that word, and your body needs to get in line with the word of God, because you are speaking it over your body. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking over your situation? Yeah, but I've got, you know, I'm depressed. I'm not at peace. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. But if we don't know what God's promises are, if we don't know what God is saying about our situation, how are we going to encourage ourselves? That's why we need to make time for him. Make time for what we value. Choose him as he has chosen you. He chose you because he loves you.
Amen.
For God so loved the world. Doesn't say for God so loved Christians. Doesn't say for God so loved believers, for those who are 24/7 in the Bible. He loves the world.
Amen.
Even though he knew that some people would not receive him. But you know what? That still does not excuse. You see now there, Tata English is going. He still went and he said, listen, I love you. No matter if you're going to receive it or not. So I don't care what is happening around me. I'm loved. I'm healed. I'm blessed. You can do whatever you want to do. So what has God said to you? What are you seeing in your life? Because God is ready to perform his word. And like you said, Pastor Bongani, his word will not return to him void. His word will not return to him void. Choose him as he has chosen you. And we are more than overcomers. More than overcomers. Man, I love the way the NIV puts it. We have overwhelming victory.
Oh my God.
Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ. It's not apart from Christ. It is through Christ.
Amen.
Who loved us.
We are sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Amen.
So child of God, there you have it. How do I encourage myself in the Lord? It's by his word.
Amen.
His word.
And where do I, how do I make sure of that? Make time. Because you value God, make time and spend time with him. Let him reveal himself to you.
Amen.
Who he really is and the things that he has already preordained and pre-prepared for all of us.
Amen.
Who loves him.
Amen.
Amen.
Lindy.
My final words, I would say, don't have a head knowledge of the Word of God.
Amen.
But have a revelation of the Word of God.
Amen.
And God is ready, waiting to perform His Word. Mm-hmm. I mean, what more do we want?
Amen.
What more do we want? Except that Gilmore Standard is coming right now at the top of the hour with the news. And after which, Lief stay.
Yeah,
so don't change that dial with Gilmore. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you for joining
us. Time.
Yes.
In your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Till next time, same place,
same time,
with Bongani and Lindiwe, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through. And it's found
in the Word of God.
In the Word of God.
Amen.
Goodbye, Annalene. May God continue to bless you.
Amen.
And keep you and shine His face towards you.
Amen.
We love you so much.
I love you guys too.
Can't wait to have a coming back again.
Of course she's coming back.
There she
Amen.
Said it. There she said it. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.